Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Bruyomi program is Daf Resh Chof Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Bruah, and we're in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, and we're going to start Sif Chof Vav and not finish it today. We'll do the first half now. Mechaber begins with Sif Chof Vav. Ha Demavui Nitar Belech Yokor. We'll be learning the last couple of Shiurim about ways that you can go and carry within a mavui, which is an alleyway that's enclosed on three sides, and on the fourth side it's open to either a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or a Carmelis. So the Mechaber tells us that which we said, that you can make a mavui able to be carried within that mavui by using either a lechi or a korah, as we've learned in the previous shiurim, that's only true now, the Mechaber tells us, davka kishe'eno nomuch pachos mi'asora tfachim. That's when, from the bottom of the mavui, from the ground of the mavui, you have the walls around it that are at least 10 tefachim tall. And this is using tefachim that are what we call miruvachim, which are wide types of tefachim, as opposed to what we're going to learn are tefachim mitzumtzamos, exact or precise, condensed types of tefachim. As we will see, the difference between them is not very much. It's only a half of an etzba for every amma, which is six tefachim in an amma. So therefore, you're talking about a very small difference between the two, but nevertheless a significant difference. So the Mechaber is telling us over here that the only way that you have a mavui over here that can be matired with a lechi or a korah is if the mavui is at least 10 tefachim in depth, i.e. from the floor of the mavui up until the walls, there is at least 10 tefachim of wall from the floor up. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Peches, wrote Solomar, the Mechaber is telling us here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shema karka shibamavui eno namuch mi bifnim, neged haksolim shir asar tefachim, that against the walls of the mavui, the three walls that you have of the mavui, if you don't have from the ground up to the 10 tefachim level of the wall, so then, nechshav kilu ein lamavui mechitzos. Then we consider this, since the walls are by definition less than 10 tefachim, because from the ground up you don't have 10 tefachim of wall, so then it's not considered over here that you have mechitzos. Dein mechitza b'chus mi'asar, because the minimal height for a mechitza is 10 tefachim. The Shaar Etzion in Ost Nun Tes tells us, v'afilu im chutz lamavui, soviv hamavui, hamechitzos shel hamavui gvoen asar tefachim. Even if outside the mavui, in the Rishus Sarabim, for example, you have 10 tefachim from the ground until the top of the wall. And you can see a picture of this in Dir Shu footnote number 71 in the diagram, where you see that, looking at it from the outside, from the Rishus Sarabim to the top of the wall is at least 10 tefachim. But from the inside, the mavui, it is less than 10 tefachim from the floor of the mavui up to the top of the mechitza. That's less than 10 tefachim. So even though the case over here may be that you have outside walls that are 10 tefachim, but from the inside it's not, that's not considered a valid mavui wall. This is brought down the name of the Evan Ha'ozer. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Peites and says that these types of tefachim are the expansive type of tefachim, the miruvachim ones. So this is as opposed to, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, with a sefer mitzumtzamos. We're going to come across momentarily where we use a much more condensed or precise type of a tefach, which we'll see in a moment, is a little bit smaller than this miruvachim type of a tefach. Because the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the azlinan l'chumra b'chol makom l'inyan zeh. They're always going to take the more stringent application over here. So when you need something to be a minimum height, it's going to be of the expansive type. When you're going to need something to be at least a certain amount, then we're going to take the more expansive definition. But if you need something not to be greater than a certain amount, then we're going to take the more condensed form, as we'll see momentarily in the Mechaber. Exactly how big is this difference between mitzumtzamos and miruvachim? So Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'shir miruvachim, yoser al mitzumtzamos hu chatzi etzba li'ama. The difference between them is, for every ama, there'll be a half of an etzba, and that's the difference between the expansive shear versus the more condensed and specific shear. A half of an etzba for an amma. How much is it half of an etzba? So, the issue footnote number 74 reminds us that we measure the etzba by the thumb of a man who is 35 years old or older than that, and we measure it at the widest part of the thumb, i.e. at the first joint of the thumb, what we call the distal joint of the thumb. And according to the Chazon Ish, that measures 2.4 centimeters. So if we're dealing with half of this amount, it would be 1.2 centimeters. There are other shears that are a little bit different, but that's a rough approximation of most of the shitos. They're going to be somewhere in the area of around 2 centimeters, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, in regards to the definition of an etzba. four etzpos make up a tefach, four of these thumbs at their widest point, and it's somewhere between 3.5 and 4 inches or so, if you want to use that measuring system. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Miruvachim tells us that we always go l'chumra over here. As the Chofetz Chaim said in the Mishnah Berurah, Dazlinin l'chumra b'chol makom l'inyan zeh, that we always go the more stricter opinion over here that will result. Now, why is that? So, Chofetz Chaim says over here in the Bir Halacha, v'avtu milsa d'rabbanan. One might have thought that this is a din d'rabbanan. V'ayulon l'mezal b'sveiko l'kula. When you're in doubt, you should go l'kula over here. Like we have the principles, sveika d'rabban l'kula. Nevertheless, here it's not called the sofik, he says. Mikomokom lo mikre sofik. Over here, tabi machmas chesron yediyah. It's our lack of knowledge over here that makes it not into a sofik, but makes that we have to go l'chumra. And he brings it down from the name of Tosefah Shabbos. The issue footnote number 73 brings down, v'av shedinim elu heimidivrei sofrim. So the Tosefah Shabbos says, she'en omrim is there sofik d'rabban l'kula. And he explains further, mishum shekol davar sharishonim atzmam nistabku bo. This is a sofik amongst the rishonim. So therefore, nechshav ha-sofik, l'sofik machmas chisaru nidia. This is what we refer to in the Chofetz Chaim as a chisaru nidia. We don't know what the halacha is. She'en mekilim bo af bidivrei sofrim. And therefore, even by din d'rabbanan, when you have this machlokis amongst the rishonim over here, they're not sure what it is, then it's not called Sofik Derabbanan L'Kula, but here we go, L'Chumra. Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, he says it's a Pella over here, Shelo Iskiru Achronim Klal Divrei Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, the Daito L'Inyan Mavoi Bodedin Tomid Mitzum Somos. He says that you always, by a Mavoi, always take the more condensed version, the more precise version, not the expansive version. And he says, Ayin Shom, look over there for more details. In any event, the Mechaber continues, just like we say that it can't be less than 10 tefachim of the Meruvachim, so too, v'lo yeirachbo, the width over here of the opening of the Mavoi, cannot be yoser mi eser amos mitzum somos. It can't be more than 10 amos, and here we take the stricter opinion, which will be if those amos are the condensed amos over here, so it's 10 amos mitzum somos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, yoser mi eser, tzivkot and tzadi, dimhu yoser mi eser, because if it's more than 10, ain olav shein pesach, it loses the name of being an opening, v'lo mahani laze lechi v'kora, then you can't enclose it with a lechi or a korah, because it's a breach. Sivkot inside it alv, you have to use the mitzum tzomos over here, the more precise, condensed version of the amma. We take the six tvachim, which make up an amma, we use the version that is a half of an etzba smaller. And therefore, likewise, continuing over here later on, when we're going by the length of the mavoi, you're going to need there to have a minimum size of arba amos, so there you want the expansive ones. There you have to take the expansive ones, because each situation, whether we take the meruvachim or the mitzumsamos, it has to be the way that will be l'chumra. So you have to add on for the arba amos two etzbos. Over here, you're going to take a shortened form, the mitzumsamos form, for the 10 amos that we're dealing with. I hope that is clear. Essentially, what we're saying is in each situation, you apply the type of tefach, the larger one or the smaller one, that will be l'chumra. Where you need a larger shear, you have to take the larger one. Where you need a smaller shear, you have to take the smaller one. Mechaber continues and he says, likewise, a shear arko, when you have the length of the mavoi walls on the sides over here, it has to be at least arba amos, shear arko arba amos, miruvachos, and they have to be with the larger size amos, oyoser. Of course, it could be a bit bigger than that. That's not a problem. Sivkot and Sadi Bez, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Debepachos Mishur Zeh, because less than this four amos, lo chashuva kemavoi ela kechatzir. It loses the status of being a mavoi, and it only is a chatzir in this situation, which has different rules. And therefore, the Mechaber continues and says, Avolim chaser echad mikol elu, if any of these three dimensions, the height, the length, or the width over here, are smaller or larger than what is allowed, ein lo takono ela betzuris pesach, then in this situation, you're not able to go and rectify the situation to carry the mavoi unless you make a tzuras ha-pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. Hainu da'afilu hayonomuch pachos mi'asar tvachim. For example, if you did not have over here a length of 10 tvachim in height, gam kein mahani tzuras ha-pesach. In this situation as well, he writes that a tzuras ha-pesach will work. And likewise, v'chein birochav mi'asar amos. If it's wider than 10 amos on its open side, o shelo ya'arko arba amos, or if it didn't have 4 amos on the two sides of the mavoi, then a tzuras ha-pesach would work for any of these situations to correct it. However, aval harbe achronim miskim ladina, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many achronim, however, disagree with this. And they hold l'maisa And this group includes in Sif Kotten Samach Beis in the Shaar Etzion, the Evan Ozer, the Gra, the Tosefta Shabbos. And it's also like the Das of the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba. All of these hold the Imhoya, Halal, Hamavi, Novuch, Pachos, Miasar Tvachim, Lo Mahani Tursa Pesach. In the situation where the floor up to the top of the Mechitzas is less than 10 Tvachim, a Tursa Pesach will not work in that situation. Because Dafil Mechitzah Lo Mahani, even a wall doesn't help. How can a Tursa Pesach help if a wall doesn't help? Koshina Gavoa, sorry, if the wall is not 10 Tvachim tall. For Koshkin, Tursa Pesach, Biyama, Tursa Pesach has to be worse than a wall. So if a wall wouldn't work if it's less than 10 Tvachim to count as a Mechitzah, the Tursa Pesach cannot work as well. Achein, however, the Mishmur says, Im Chalal HaMavoy Yoyer Gavoa Asara Tvachim, if the space in the Mavoy from the ground up was in fact 10 tvachim. V'rak b'mokum pesach ha-movoy ha-yenomuch me'asorah, and it's only in the exact opening where the pesach was that it's less than 10 tvachim. The rest of the movoy is more than 10 tvachim, but only right by the edge of the movoy where it's about to go into the sarabim, it's less than 10 tvachim. In that situation, bazeh mahani tzuras ha-pesach, here a tzuras ha-pesach would help, v'ushoya osui kedin, as long as you made the tzuras ha-pesach properly, dainu shoya akonim gavo matzor tvachim, because he brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon, as long as you have over here that the tzuras ha-pesach is 10 tvachim, we don't really care about the walls on the other sides. This fourth wall that you're creating over here is a kosher tzuras ha-pesach, i.e. the two vertical posts of it are more than 10 tvachim, and therefore this would be perfectly good. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, you should know further. If the walls on the side were not four amos, so that's kama poskim, the dinu chachotze. Then there are many poskim would say, and this is brought down in the Shaar Etzion, Osamach Gimel, this would be the Rambam, the Rashba, and as well the Elyar Rabba, the Agos HaShri, as brought down by the Vilna Gaon. Now, if it has the din of a chotzer, alkei nitar gamkein bepas arba mitzad echad, then you can have a single board, not a lechi, but a single board that is four tefachim wide on one side, or alternatively, oshnei pasin shomashuhuyin mishnei atzadim. You can have basically two lechis of a minimal width on both sides, one on each side, and that would also matir this chotzer. Don't think for a second that the Mechaber doesn't agree with this. He himself agrees with this by the fact that he mentions this in Sif Lamed Beis. The Mechaber Shekosav Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach over here. So why did he say that you can only be matir with the Tzuras HaPesach? It seems that there are other ways to be matir as well. Lav Davka Nokar. He doesn't specifically mean a Tzuras HaPesach. And in fact, Nishar Tzion O Samachay, he says this is also apparent from the Vilna Gaon in the Gra, and this is from the Magen Avraham as well. But if it's less than 10 tvachim, then a pas of arba will not work. Because he brings out from the Prima Gadim, that doesn't work. If you have a real wall over there, it therefore cannot work when you have one of the pseudo type of walls, such as a pas, or a lechi, or a tzuras ha-pesach. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'mhoya b'gova chalalo yose mi'esrim amma, if you have over here the walls over here that go more than 20 amas tall, and here you're using the smaller ama, the mitzumtzamos type of an ama, so then also einu nitar b'kora, you can't have a kora on the top and use that as the fourth wall. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Sadi Dalid, Avolim gova chalolo shalamavi ada kora einu el esu mitzumtzamos, but if up until the bottom of the kora it's 20 amos, then afal pisha kora hi lamalami esim, even though the kora is above 20 amos, that would be good. That would be kasher obia, because it still can work as a recognizable hecker. That's what you really need when you have a kora. And that's what the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Sadi Hey. The kora mishum hecker, because the whole purpose of a kora is it should be recognizable. If it's more than 20 amos, lamala miyasim ein hecker, nobody realizes that it's there. The lo shalta beina, people don't look over there. However, avol lechi, but as opposed to a kora, a lechi, which starts from the ground and goes up 10 tvachim, shu samuch lekarka, the sagi begov asara tvachim, so then who cares how high the walls are? This would be good. Imkein ma mazik mashu gavoh harbe. Who cares that the walls are so high? The lechi is still recognized. So here's a huge difference between a lechi and a korah if the walls are 20 amma high. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here, Eino nitar b'korah, however, avo nitar b'lechi. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, avo nita hu v'chule, he says, and certainly, if it's going to work with a lechi, it's going to work with the Tzuras of Pesach. V'afilim hoya osa ha-pesach gam roch of yoser miyud, the lechi lo mahanila. And even over here, if you had more than 10 amos wide, which a lechi wouldn't work for, nevertheless, the Tzuras of Pesach would work over here as well. He brings down from the Tosef Shabbos in the name of Tosus. And in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Belechi, the Chofetz Chaim adds, from the Sefer Beis Meir, he disagrees with this din over here very strongly, but Daito, he holds, that the opinion of the Rambam in the Torah is the kishem shekor lo mahani lazeh who adin the lechi lo mahani. He says that just like a korah doesn't work, so too a lechi can't work if the walls are more than 20 amah tall. But that's not the way that the mechaber paskened, and not the way that the Mishnah Berurah brought down this din lahalacha. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im rotzeh lahach shiro b'korah. If you want to somehow use the korah over here, tzorosh yaseh but siur v'chiyur. Then in this situation, you have to go and make something that will make it recognizable. For example, by coloring it in a certain way, or liming it, plastering it in a certain way, which the Rambam explains pirush tzir echod b'kosel min asid. You have to go make some sort of a design in the wall over here from the plaster. O al shmei korah, or on the beam itself. In other words, to draw somebody's eye to it so it will be recognizable." The issue footnote number 70 brings down from the Orach HaShulchan, Shalom Otzon Mokor Lekach Shemor Tziur Misid. We don't have a source for why this should work. El Tzorach Davkot Tziurim Boltim. He says the only way that it would work is if you have projecting types of pictures coming out of the wall. Vaodeiri further, the Orach HaShulchan adds, Shetzor Shiyat Tziur Davka Bekorev Lovakos. He says it has to be on the beam itself, on the Korah, and not on the walls. And he says that this Hagah over here is not from the Ramah, and it's from someone else. And the reasoning why, the Mechaber continues, why if you have this tzir of a kiyur, it works, shayidei kach hakol mistaklu, but as I already pointed out, it now becomes recognizable, everybody's going to be looking at it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, v'moyo gavoa yosemi esrim, if the walls are more than 20 amah tall, ubonu binyan tachas hakorah, and what you do now is you elevate the floor by putting some sort of a raised floor underneath where your korah will be. So now the total distance is lamato me'esrim. You have less than 20 amma from the new raised floor up until the beam, the korah over here, then dai, it would be adequate, the binyan rochav tefach, kirochav korah. Then all you need to raise is one tefach wide on the ground, kineged the korah above it, and now the distance between this one tefach wide area and the korah above it is less than 20 amma, so now it's perfectly good. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Sadi Vav, the Wadin likewise, this would work. The Yochol Hashpil Sakora Gufa. You could lower the bar on the top as well. Ulaniach Beso Chalal Hamavoy Ayesedo Sayosim Naksolim Lamatim Yisrim. You could have the bar. Then the bar has to go from one wall to the other. But if you have an attachment to the wall that's a little bit lower than the wall, so you could, in this situation, lower the bar as well. So you can either raise the floor or lower the bar, and either one, as long as it's less than 20 amma between them, it will be recognizable and be perfectly good. And therefore, the Mechaber said, you can raise the floor just one tefach, sifkot and sadi tzayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'u'adin, all four kishuzah. You don't have to actually raise it with a beam, you could just raise it by putting extra dirt over there. However, you have to be careful, v'tzarech lizor, kishenidras beraglayim, if you're walking over there, you're going to get the dirt no longer to be present over there. You're going to trample it and move it away. If you're not putting something that's sturdy over there, you have to make sure that you either have enough dirt or you're very careful not to disperse this dirt. Likewise, if you have the beam above you, you have to be careful over here that when you lower this, that you're not going to have the beam now more than 20 amma above you. And this can all be seen very nicely in the Deir Shu footnote number 80 in the diagram over there. You can see that right before the Rishus HaRabim, the last tefach of the Mavui, it's raised up. So now the distance between the top of this raised up area and the Korah is less than 20 amma, as opposed to the floor of the rest of the Mavui, or the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, is going to be the Korah more than 20 amma above that floor. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avolim eino gavoa asura. The Chokik bol ashlim le'asura. If you're doing the opposite, the floor to the top of the Korah is less than 10 tefachim, which would be no good. So you now want to hollow out the floor, so you need to do this, not just one tefach. In this situation, chokipo lashlimo le'asara, tzorech lochok arba amos l'socha mavoy apnei kol rochbo. And you can see this in Dirshu, footnote number 81 in the diagram there. Here you have to lower the floor, not one tefach, but across the entire four amos, that is the minimum size over here for the mavoy. And this way, now this will be from this new lowered floor up to the Korah, at least 10 tvachim, so now that's perfectly acceptable. But without that, it would not be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Ches explains, the Shiro Tefach, in the first situation, you needed to have a Tefach when you're talking about raising the floor. Kanal Basif Yud Zayin, as we've already learned, Vatam Damahani Rochav Tefach. Why is a Tefach good? Because as long as you can use the area underneath the Korah, Vamun and also Mokum Yochel Liros is a Korah. And if you're underneath that, you'll be able to see the Korah. It's not more than, out of your vision, would be more than 20 Amas. Because in that spot, it's not more than 20 Amas, it'll be recognizable. As opposed to, when you have to be chokek, you have to do four amos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Sadi Tes. V'hol de el sagi v'tefach. How come there's a difference between raising, you only need a tefach, and here lowering it, you need four amos? Since it's shiny hoch, the pochas miyasim tvachim lo mikri dofin klau. Because underneath 10 tvachim, you don't have a wall at all. So the rest of it is not a good wall. V'tzorach l'shavi dofin, you'd have to have the entire wall over here to be 10 tvachim. You need it for the entire length of the Mavi. We'll pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.